4-5, The Zone. A complete look at Middle Tennessee prep action. This is High School Sports Saturday with Tate Matthews. Brought to you by Body Armor Sports Drink.
Good Saturday morning. You're listening to High School Sports Saturday, brought to you by Body Armor Sports Drink, Superior Hydration. Glad you're with us. Cold Saturday morning out there today, but a lot of basketball, a lot of wrestling to talk about, and can't wait to get into it. All guests today. Something out there you think we need to know about, 615-737-1045. If you're on Twitter, give us a follow at Tate Matthews. That way you'll know who the guests are going to be each and every Saturday morning ahead of time. Get to the guests. As we said, lineup, no news. All guests. Going to go John Wild, Summit Lady Spartan basketball to start us off. Big win last night for them. Ronnie Bray, Blackman Blaze Wrestling. Big day today on the final day of the TSSAA Individual State Championships. Chris Ladd, Nolensville Knight, Lady Knights. Girls basketball having a great year. And then also Wes Long, Summertown Eagles boys basketball. So those are going to be our guests. Before we get to our first one, the Diner Nashville downtown this week, during the week for Preds down there this weekend, XFL, college basketball, whatever, it doesn't matter. Get to the corner of 3rd and DeMumbrian. You'll see the 6-story building right there. You'll know you're at the right place. Walk in, black and white checkerboard tile. First thing you'll see, stunning pastry case, coffee bar. That's the first floor. Get up to the second floor, sports bar themed space, double-sided wall of PVs. If the game's on, it'll be on there. Great menu on the second, fourth, and fifth, the stunning fine dining spaces. Traditional favorites, but also a local flair as well on the fourth and fifth. And then the sixth, seafood floor. Oysters, best Rockefeller anywhere downtown, sushi bar. Best view anywhere downtown. And remember, they don't have a band playing, so you can have a conversation. So make the Diner Nashville your huddle point. We got Coach John Wild, the Wolfman, on the line. Coach, good morning.
Morning, Tate. What's up, buddy?
I appreciate you joining us, brother. Big win last night for the Lady Spartans. Defeated Dixon County 52-44 on the road in the District 11 AAA tournament. It never ceases to amaze me. Tournament time, how these things happen. You fell to them just on Tuesday night. Turn around and get the big win last night, the one that mattered. I know you were very proud of your young ladies.
Yeah, we were. I'm telling you, went over there Tuesday and thought we played pretty good and then just, you know, couldn't hang on. So worked hard the last couple of days, you know, made a few adjustments defensively, tweaked some press offense stuff because I didn't think we took care of the ball on Tuesday night over there. Like, they kind of bothered us with some stuff up the floor they were doing. But I'm telling you, these kids have been really resilient. You know, we've been through a lot, you know that, with injuries and that sort of thing and having to juggle kids around in different spots. And, you know, it was a neat thing last night to see them just stay the course and stay resilient. And persevere through, you know, all the adversity they fought through all year. And it's kind of cool that, you know, Marley and Taylor and Megan get to go play in a region tournament because they've kind of been the glue that's really held us together this year.
Oh, for sure. And you talked about, we'll get into that, but everything from injuries to then we finally get healthy and we get Colson back, and then she gets the flu. I mean, it's been one thing after another. You've been doing it a while now. Have you ever had a season quite like this where we just could not get healthy? But now here we are, so that's a good thing. But have you ever had one quite like this?
No, I hadn't. I mean, to be honest, I hadn't. And, you know, it's been trying, and it's been frustrating. But, you know, I credit the kids because – you know, and this is going to sound odd, but we've never had a bad practice. You know, they've never lost their train of thought. They've just kept believing. And, you know, it all paid off last night. And Marley and Taylor and Megan are exceptional leaders, and they could have cracked multiple times, and they just never did. And I guess that's why I'm most proud, is because of those kids and what they've been through in the last go round, and it hadn't been fun at times, but you know, they hung in there and they had a belief, and you know, last night was really cool. And I want to say this, just off the beaten path a little bit, I had a first last night. Our principal rode the bus with us, and I don't know, it just meant something to me. I know it meant something to the kids, and that's just never happened before. And I think it goes to show, you know, her love for the school and the kids and just what she's all about. You know, she's all in, and she's into everything. You know, whether yeah, it's somebody doing stuff in theater or Coleman's team or Jim's team or Chad's team or whatever. And I know she was at wrestling this week, and I don't know. I just thought it was pretty neat. So, you know,
well,
I appreciate her leadership.
You're talking about Mrs. Sarah Lamb, the principal, and you're right. They don't make them any better than her. But she's literally been there since the beginning. She was the second person hired, third person. I don't know. It was either her or Chad were the first. They were the first and second people hired. I mean, so she is literally. Seen this thing since infancy, and you're right, man. She loves it, and she is Summit. So that is pretty cool. And you know, again, I don't think you can stress. Dickinson County is a really good team. They were the number three seed, and the only reason they were the number three seed is because Brentwood and Page, two of the best teams maybe in the state, are in the same district. You're a six. Again, there's a lot of reasons why it's such a big win, but the biggest part is we're moving on. We play Page tonight, which is going to be a tough task. But we're in the region tournament now. That's big.
Yeah, it is. And our senior's never been there, you know. And you know, they had this monkey on their back, you know, all year. It was something that was unspoken, and we never talked about it. But you know, they know it, and I know it, and that's why I think it's so neat that. And they did it under adverse circumstances in a place that's really, really hard to play. And, you know, you got the seats on the baseline, and, you know, it's a bigger school, but it's got one of those community feels to it. You know, they backed their basketball over there, and there was a boys game after hours last night. You know, it was packed by halftime of our game. You know, it's kind of back and forth the first half. You know, we were down one at the half, and they just kept punching and punching and punching. I'm just really, really proud of them. You know, we got another big test today because, you know, Page is awful good, and they're so hard to guard. You know, their backcourt is legit. They got a great floor leader in Noe, and, you know, Cochran and Wilkin may be some of the best underclassmen. In Middle Tennessee.
Anywhere.
They're good. They're really good. And, you know, Ron does a good job with them. You know, they play some zone. They'll mix in some man. They'll play some stuff up the floor. They'll play some junk. You know, so you got to be on your toes. And it's a tough task, but we're just glad to be in this situation. I can tell you that.
Well, Taylor Penning last night, 13. Ellie Colson, 13. Super freshman, Nicole. Coach, how do you say? I don't want to mess her last name up.
It's Rosani. Yeah,
Rosani. This never ceases to amaze me. Freshman, 7 for 13 for 16 points, 8 rebounds in the biggest game of the year. No problem.
Yeah.
I'm assuming she doesn't have a driver's license. You know?
No. She was really big time. She was. And, you know, it's been neat to see her grow and come along. And, you know, she's got a bright future. And, you know, she knocked down shots. She attacked the rim. You know, she was all over the glass. She was sprinting in transition. You know, we played some quirky boxing one that we really hadn't played a lot all year. She was finding her coverages, and it's just kind of neat to see a kid with that much upside coming to be able to get it done in a big time moment.
Well, so as I mentioned, we fall to Dickinson County twice. The last time was Tuesday. Turn around and get the win last night. Page, there's two losses on the season. Both of them are to Brentwood. They're sitting here at 24-2. They are good, man. But I do believe come tournament time that there's a thing called matchups, right? And you fell both times to Page, but by 8 and 5, I think the Lady Spartans Obviously, Paige gives you all some matchup problems that you talked about, but I think y'all give them some too. So, short turnaround, but you got the game. You got the game tonight. What do we need to do?
Well, I think the first thing, and this is cliche, we got to take care of the ball, and that's something we did last night. It's all about possessions this time of year. Good quality shots from kids you want shooting the ball in certain spots. And that's the first thing we're going to have to do. The second thing is we got to slow down Cochran and Wilkins somehow. And I don't know if you can do that. You can't totally stop them, but I think we need to try to slow them down a little bit. They're good. So, I don't know how we're going to do that yet. We've got some ideas, working on some stuff this morning. But, I would say those two things, Tate. We got to value possession. We got to get good, clean possessions. And then we got to slow those two kids down somehow. You look at our scorebook, they leading scores over there when we played them, leading scores at our place when we played them. So, they're the straw that stirs their drink. And like I said, Noah's awful good, too, because she gets them into whatever they want to do. Those two sophomore guards are good.
I think you've been through a lot of these. I think, she's been in so many. Well, and she's really good, too. She's been in so many games. You're not going to confuse her or anything like that. What you just said, though, make it hard on her. Make them earn everything. And then let the chip, hopefully hit some shots, too, right?
Yeah, that always helps, doesn't it?
Usually.
No, she's a good floor leader. She's got a high IQ. She's going to play somewhere. She's gritty. She's tough, and it's just all the ingredients you really want in a player. So, we're just going to go there and give it our best shot and see what happens.
It's going to be fun. And like I said, the most important part, we're going on to the region tournament. And that's cool for a lot of reasons. Biggest reason is you and your young ladies get another week of practice in the gym together, locker room together, be together. Going to be pretty neat, man. Question. The boys, big win last night as well. So your first year, Coach Faye's first year. Not that summer basketball was broken. It wasn't. Looking pretty good right now. Got to feel good about where basketball is, boys and girls.
Yeah, he's been great to work with, and I've known Jim a long time. And he's done an exceptional job in his first year and in tough circumstances, too, because, you think about it, he didn't totally get, his whole team until, December? And they start out 0-2, and, he's trying to piece things together and figure out, combinations and, who should be out there and what should they be playing and that sort of thing. But I'm going to tell you what, he got it figured out pretty dang quick. And, but he's a savvy veteran and, good guy, good family guy. And I've really enjoyed getting to know him more, the course of this year. And, I think a lot of him. And, we work well together and our staffs work well together. He's got a good staff. I just wish him all the luck in the world.
Well, Coach Wild, congratulations, brother. Good luck tonight. Good luck in the region tournament. We'll be talking soon, man. Happy for you.
Hey, I appreciate it. Hey, and I want to say this, too. One of the first texts I got last night after the game was from Josh and Kerry. And, they were there. Everybody knows that. And they've been very, very supportive. They're great friends. Kerry was on my staff at Riverdale. And I just think it was kind of cool that, they reached out and with that congratulatory text last night. And their friendship means a lot to me. And they've been big supporters since I've been over there.
And, they don't make them
I'm just waiting for them to feed me at Asuka. That's all I'm doing. So, we'll see if that happens or not. But, they've been great. So I appreciate you and what you did for high school sports, buddy. And I appreciate our friendship, too.
All right, brother. You too. Love you. Have a good day.
All right. Back at you, man.
Coach John Wild, founder of the Tight Group, 52-44 victory over Dixon County last night. Got Paige tonight. Tough task, but they're in the region tournament. We'll be right back with Ronnie Bray, Blackman Blaze Wrestling, right here on High School Sports Saturday, brought to you by Body Armor Sports Drink, Superior Hydration.
This is
Welcome back to High School Sports Saturday. Terminex wants to remind you we've had a lot of rain the last couple of weeks. That'd be a great time to have them come out and inspect your crawl space. If you have standing water, and some this week, last week had up to 12 inches of fresh water in the crawl space, and the homeowners don't even know it. That presence can lead to foundation issues, fungus growth, termite and pest activity. So don't let a bigger problem surprise you down the road when you can get your free inspection scheduled with Terminex today. Robert Boyer and the crew in the Cool Springs office, I know them. We're next to them. First class, attention to detail all the way. So if you can hear this station, hear this show, you're in their service area, call 800-TERMINEX. Get that free inspection scheduled. Terminex, not in my house. We got Coach Ronnie Bray, Blackman Blaze, wrestling on the line. Coach.
Good morning.
Are you already at the Williamson County Ag Center?
Yes, sir.
You got up early, didn't you, brother? You ready to go?
Yes, sir.
Well, let's talk about it. One of my favorite times of the year. I wish I could. I'm in Huntsville watching my daughter swim. But if I wasn't, I'd be there because there's nothing better than the final round of the individual state tournament, KAA state tournament, and that's going on today. But pretty cool deal for the Blackman Blaze, sitting in fourth place right now at AAA. Cleveland 1, Wilson Central 2, Bradley Central 3, Blackman 4. If you're sitting in the top four right now, you boys really wrestled well the past 2 days.
We've been fortunate. You know, these kids have put in the work in the off season all over the summer. And, you know, we've the first Rutherford County to place in the top four of the state duels. And now we're sitting in the top four of the individual tournament. So we're fortunate and, you know, blessed to have a good program with good coaches, good kids, good parents, and it's all come together.
Yeah, it's kind of funny how that dual tournament and the individual tournament, they usually kind of marry up, don't they?
Yes.
So talk a little bit about, you know, obviously, you know, the first thing is the more wrestlers that qualify, that's a good thing because you got more chances to place. But then really getting past day one is really where you can start to rack those points up. You've got two in the finals today, four others that will place. But kind of talk about that. How many wrestlers did you all get to the tournament, and then kind of fill us in on how the Blaze have done the past couple of days?
Yes, sir. Well, we qualified nine for the state tournament, and seven of those nine were region champions. So, you know, we've got some guys that, you know, we knew had the potential to go pretty deep in the tournament. And then we get to the state tournament, and every person we've got has won matches and contributed to our point. And then after day one, like you said, if you can get through day one, you can do pretty well. And after day one, we had all nine still in. So, you know, we've made good runs. And, you know, we had Brooks Sikarzik is in the finals. Justin Bradford's in the finals. And these kids have worked hard. And, you know, hopefully they can win a state championship tonight. And then we still have four others that are placing. Grant Myers lost his first match on Thursday. And he has wrestled all the way back through to get a medal. So, unbelievable haul by him. And then Mason Sells is a freshman. You know, he's the brother of a two-time state champ, and both of his older brothers wrestled. So, you know, he kind of knew what he was getting into, and he's going to medal today. And then Anthony Gomez has worked his tail off, and he was in the semifinals last night, lost a heartbreaker 10-9 by one point. But so he's still going to medal today. And then Bodie Boyce, you know, a senior, is going to go to Newberry College in South Carolina. He's done well. He got upset in the quarters, but he's battled all the way back to get a medal, and we're looking for him to, you know, place in top three.
That's awesome, Coach. Let's talk about Justin Bradford first. He's a sophomore. He's in the finals against Wilson Central's Thomas Borders at 113. It is now that's one, great to get there. Two, Borders, is he still undefeated?
He is.
Yeah, that's a tough task right there, isn't it? So, sophomore in the finals, that's unbelievable. But when you're going up against a guy like that, I'm guessing he doesn't, you know, Borders, like we mentioned, undefeated, it probably doesn't make a whole lot of mistakes. What's kind of the game plan going into a match like that?
Well, Borders, you know, he's the last 2 years, you know, the kid's been in the state finals, so he's a phenomenal competitor. But our Justin's worked hard too, you know, and they wrestled earlier in the season, and, you know, we had a 4-1 lead on him and ended up losing 7-4. So hopefully we've made some adjustments on what we need to do, and we can get after it tonight.
Well, either way, if you're in that match, that's not very many people in that can say that. And so congratulations to him. That'll be a fun one. And then you mentioned Brooks. He's in the finals versus Hayden Maynard of Soddy Daisy at 182. A senior. Brooks is a senior. Kind of fill us in on his match, that matchup. Have they met earlier this year, first time? Give us a preview.
Well, you know, Brooks is a Arkansas Little Rock commitment, and, you know, excited for him to be wrestling in Division One. And his only loss was a injury default, and it was actually to Hayden Maynard. So we didn't, you know, we rolled our ankle pretty bad, and he couldn't continue the match, and that was the only time they've seen each other. But, you know, Brooks is back, and he's been, you know, undefeated in the matches that he's wrestled. So tonight should be a good one.
So this is the one in 182. Everyone expected this one.
Yes.
That's pretty cool. Hey, Coach, you mentioned the highest place in the state duels for a Rutherford County team you all had. And I'm, just to be clear, mentioned earlier, you all in the top four. This is the individual tournament today. But the state duels a couple weeks ago, you all finished fourth place in that. And anyways, first, the highest place for a Rutherford County team. This program is really just in the last, kind of like Wilson Central, I'd say like the last 10 years, right? Just really exploded. You know, talk about that. What goes into that? Because what you've done with your program really is impressive, man. Really gone from 0 to 60 really, really fast.
Oh, we've been blessed. Like I said, great parents, great kids, great coaches. But, you know, our feeder program, we've got some good middle school coaches, we've got some good youth coaches, and on the high school level, you know, Eric Zakarzik, you know, has been huge in what we've been able to do, because, you know, he takes so much off my plate, where I get to concentrate on the paperwork and the track wrestling and the hydration plans and the traveling, and he gets to focus on the technique, and it's worked out well for us. And then Byron Smith is our lightweight coach, and you can tell what he's doing with the young kids and the lightweight kids, and, you know, he's got three of the kids that he works with directly getting state medals this year, so he's been huge. And Scotty Garrison ties it all together. He's been with me since the get-go, my first year at Blackman. This is my ninth year. His son was a state champ for us, and he stayed with us, and, you know, he's been instrumental of helping us see the big picture and tying everything together and keeping us all grounded. So we've been fortunate to have a great staff that has the same goals, and it's been working out.
Coach, good luck to your wrestlers today in the Blaze. It's going to be fun. Kind of overall, state tournament, Cleveland, they've just been on a tear past few years. They're at number one. Can they be caught today, or is that done?
No one's going to catch Cleveland right now. You know, they've got a phenomenal, you know, youth program that just feeds the high school. The high school, you know, those guys are very, very good, great coaches, and, you know, it's just it's a good, well-oiled machine right now, and everybody else is trying to emulate that and trying to play catch up.
But I mean, today, are they far enough ahead that regardless of what happens today, they're going to get first?
I believe so. Yes, I think they already have the team title locked up.
Gotcha. Well, still top four, we can move up second, third, and even if we're top four, that's nothing to sneeze at. Who, as you've been watching, I know you're focusing on your kids, and with nine there and six still wrestling, that takes up most of your time, but who would maybe be a wrestler or two, most impressive wrestler you've seen in the past few days?
Trey McDaniel from Cleveland. You know, he's probably the best wrestler in the state right now. He's committed to West Point. You know, he's going to wrestle for Army, and that kid is a double All-American at Fargo, and, you know, he's just on a different level. But also Rutherford County, Oakland has two state finalists also with DeJean Glaster and Graham Keating. So, you know, they're doing well too, and, you know, they're in our region, so we're pulling for those guys too.
Yeah, you guys really are. If you can't win it, you're for the other guys in your region. It's cool to watch that. It's kind of a tight-knit. Wrestling's a tight-knit fraternity, isn't it?
Yes, sir. You know, Josh Harris, Oakland's wrestling coach, he and I went to college together, and, you know, well, we're not trying to kill each other and our teams beat each other. Man, we're trying to, you know, pull for each other when we get here.
Yeah, and it's pretty neat to see some of the names that you're seeing. I saw where Charles McTory's son, Trey, made it. He's an eighth grader. It's, you know, that kid's probably been wrestling since he could crawl. But it's neat to see those names start coming through. And their daddies were good wrestlers, and now they're coming up making a name for themselves. That's one of the fun parts about the state tournament as well.
Absolutely. And, you know, Chattanooga's had the tradition of dads and granddads wrestling, and now Middle Tennessee's starting to catch up.
Oh, that, for sure. And you all are a big part of it. So what time does the wrestling start today?
10 a.m. for placement matches, and then the Parade of Champions for the finals will be around 4:30.
Well, it'll be a fun day. Congratulations so far. Good luck today. And I appreciate you joining us, man. Keep up the good work.
You too, and thanks for having us.
Yep. Coach Ronnie Blackman Blaze wrestling. Again, they have that program has really just taken off where they've built that thing up from. So more than likely, definitely going to get a top five finish today in the AAA individual state tournament. But right now sitting at fourth. So a great job by them. Speaking of Blackman, Murfreesboro, if you're in the borough today, two locations, Medical or Memorial Parkway, Hermitage, get into Penn Station East Coast Subs, feed the family, best sandwich anywhere in town. Every sandwich freshly grilled to order, fresh cut fries, fresh squeezed lemonade, but most importantly, they're huge supporters of high school athletics. Big fan of the chicken parm on this show. Ryan kind of likes the veggie. He's trying to work on his figure a little bit, but they've got something for everybody. So get into Penn Station East Coast Subs, feed the family, and support the people that support us. We'll be right back with Coach Chris Ladd, Nolensville Lady Knights basketball, right here on High School Sports Saturday, brought to you by Body Armor Sports Drink.
What happens to your...
Welcome back to High School Sports Saturday, brought to you by Body Armor Sports Drink, Superior Hydration, Walker Chevrolet. Head down I-65 South, get off exit 65, take a left, you'll see it right there on the right, Chevy Central. You'll know why they call it Chevy Central. Best inventory of Chevrolets, new or used anywhere in the mid-state, but most importantly, they're the official sponsor of the WCS Sports Conference, and with that, we've got the John Overton Hall of Famer himself, Chris Ladd, Nolensville Knights, Lady Knights basketball coach. Coach, good morning.
Morning, Tate.
Do the girls understand the significance of the Johnny O Hall of Famer tag?
You know, I don't know that they even know where Johnny O is nowadays, Tate, to be honest with you.
Dang shame.
They used to have a bunch of pictures in that hallway there at Johnny. I think they've taken those down, but they could have walked through there and seen some photos of me for sure.
Well, yep, for sure. And then also on Coach Fuller's desk, that was I don't know what was a bigger deal, to be up on that wall or to be on Coach Fuller's desk. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, be on the desk for sure.
Sure.
Coach Fuller was the donut man. Now he sold donuts every morning, so everybody came into his room. So you were getting a free pub if you were on his desk.
The man in black.
That's right.
Well, let's talk about the Lady Knights, 22-4. Most importantly, 10-0 in District 12 AA, number 8 in the mid state on the ladies' side. In my humble opinion, that's a little low, but that's okay. We're still very proud of that. Defeated Giles County Thursday night, 60-24, and the semis headed on to the championship game on Monday. Have been for a long time, but your young ladies are really playing well.
They are. We're happy to be back in the championship games the third time in 3 years. And Marshall is one of our they are our biggest rival probably in the district. So seems like we play them 3 or 4 times every year, and once or twice in the tournament. So we know we got our hands full, but we're excited.
Well, you've won 12 in a row. Last loss was to Brentwood High School. They're pretty good. That was on, what, January the 7th, I think.
Right.
And played them well. I think everybody knew they were going to be good this year. I don't know that we knew they were going to be this good. But,
right.
You know, why schedule that game? Is that a gate game? Is that a, hey, we want some really, you know, had to figure you were going to be pretty successful in the district this year. Wanted a right. really tough game in January. What was the thought process on that?
Yeah, first of all, we try to play all the Williamson County teams that we can. When we schedule in the spring, we're always looking for games with all our county teams. Brentwood, we wanted specifically because we knew they were going to be good. And, you know, we've got several tough games on the schedule we played this year, and they're just one of them. But I just think it makes you better. And, you know, we got beat, we lost, but I think we learned a lot about ourselves in that game. And it just makes us better, and, you know, that's hopefully what kind of led to us being 10-0 in the district this year.
Well, I think without a doubt. And this thing's, for those that don't know, I mean, you know, what fourth year as a school. You've been the head coach ever since it opened. You're the only head coach.
Right.
And these young ladies have been together for a long time. Some, you know, there's some new pieces to the puzzle, but still the nucleus is there. Been building towards this, and you know, still had a great year last year. Weren't 100% due to an injury here too, but this is what you've been building to. Grace Baird. Now this is probably a little bit higher because I don't think these include the Giles County game. But Grace Baird, 14.3 points per game. Zoe Pillar, 12.2. Parker Leftwich, 10.5. Cayman Ladd. 7.1, and Sydney McCollum, 7.5.
Right.
You win a lot of games like that.
Yeah, and, you know, to that, you know, those stats, I mean, we try to be well-rounded. We could probably get Grace, you know, 20, 25 points a game. We could probably get Zoe 20, 25 points a game. But these girls understand that, you know, if they all score together, that just makes us a lot tougher to guard. And different teams are going to guard you different ways. And you know, however that team's guarding us that night, we just find whoever's open. And they're so unselfish, and they just want to win. So if we can find the girl that's got the hot hand that night, we usually just lean on her. And that kind of works out to everybody kind of having close to double figures or double figures in scoring.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I think that's the coolest thing. Well, last year when Zoe was out, Grace was getting 20 points a game,
right?
You know, and both of them are very capable of doing that and sharing the ball like that. It's got to put pressure on the defense, and then Cayman, which if that last name sounds familiar, that's because that's your daughter, right?
Right.
Gets her basketball ability from her mother, which is a good thing, and then Sydney coming into it too. I mean, we really have. As far as the, you know, 5-6 go, I think as well-rounded, as deep as anyone around.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. I mean, we feel that way. And, you know, we've had some games this year where, you know, Sydney and Cayman have been our leading scorers. And, you know, Zoe and Grace are you know, close behind them. And, you know, Parker's got 7, 8, 9 assists. So, like I said, we just try to, you know, however that team's guarding us that night, we're just going to sort of take what they give us and not just lean on one girl.
Is Parker kind of the quarterback?
She is. I mean, if you haven't seen Parker Leftwich play, she is one of the most explosive girls players I've ever seen. Just a tremendous athlete, and she's really, really sort of honed in her basketball skills the last 2 years, and tried to become a point guard, understand what that means. And when I had her freshman year, she didn't want to touch the ball. She didn't want to dribble the ball. You know, she didn't want to do that. And kind of out of necessity, we kind of forced her into that spot. And she's just been tremendous for us ever since.
Coach, staying on the offensive part too, Zoe is such a presence down low. But Parker, I thought this was neat too. Parker, Sydney, Cayman, and Grace are all shooting over 37% from 3-point land.
Right.
If they're hitting, you got a really good chance to win. That's tough. And then again, I would assume that opens Zoe up. That's tough, man. That's hard to defend right there.
It is. And, you know, give our girls a lot of credit. We, they've worked hard. You know, we do a little shooting program in the mornings and 6 a.m. and they've been coming in consistently. And, you know, I know Grace, man, she's been working on her shot since I've known her. So she's, you know, she's always putting in the work. And, you know, sometimes Zoe gets a little frustrated because she'll have two or three girls around her. But, you know, we just have to tell her, hey, look, you got shooters all around you. If they start hitting shots, it's going to open you up on the inside. So, you know, they've got a lot of trust in each other that they're going to kind of take care of the other one and just, like I said, take what the defense has given us that night.
So we've got Marshall County in the finals Monday night, I believe 7:30 at their place. Played them just, week and a half ago on senior night. Got the win, but it was a tough one. You mentioned how many times you all have seen each other throughout the years. You know, and just talking to Coach Wild, like when you play somebody that late in the season, last game of the season, then again in the tournament, you know, how do you go about preparing for that the next week?
Yeah, you know what, Coach Steele, I mean, he's a great coach down at Marshall. We just know each other so well, and we're really sort of mirror images of each other because we really try to get it done defensively first and foremost. And you know, he takes things away from us, and we try to take things away from them. And you know, at this point in the year, we might tweak a few things here and there, just based on, you know, where we think we might get an advantage on offense or defense. But you know, really, if you're changing a lot of things at this time of the year, I mean, you're really not confident in what you've been doing all year long. So we just make some small adjustments. I heard Coach Wild talking earlier, and it's just those small adjustments that you think might help you out. Because, you know, quite frankly, kids are not going to handle a big change right now anyway. So you just try to tweak things here and there.
Coach, obviously you live out towards Nolensville. Your daughter was going to be there. I know that was a big part of it.
Right.
But talk about Nolensville. You started the Summit Boys program, which is a cool thing to do as a coach. Sometimes you don't want to turn around and do it all over again 5 years later or whatever, right?
Right.
But what was it about Nolensville, or tell the listeners what it was about Nolensville that you knew you wanted to be a part of this and start another program over from the beginning?
Yeah, well, first of all, I heard him talking about Sarah Lamb, and you guys talking about Sarah Lamb. She was on my bus, too, back when I was at Summit. But for a time there, she was actually helping coach the girls' games. So she was riding as a coach and not just as a principal. So that's an interesting story. But
for sure.
But yeah, so Nolensville, you know, I lived here. It's my 15th year here in Nolensville. It's just a great community, a great town. And as soon as we got here, you know, we could just tell the feel the buzz that people wanted their own school. And of course, there were rumors it was going to happen. And then once it did, I just knew that there's no way that I couldn't, you know, not be here and miss out on just the community feel and all our friends that are here in the community. You know, I couldn't drive to another school and be gone on Friday nights when there's a football game or a basketball game and miss out on the community feel. So it's just a great tight-knit community. And of course it's growing now. Just a great,
it's not little anymore.
No, it's not. But just a great place to live. And yes, my daughter, obviously, you know, I had to make the decision. Am I either going to, you know, get out of coaching and watch her play on Friday nights, or I guess I could just go coach her and be there with her on the sideline. So that's what I chose to do.
Well, brother, congratulations on a great season so far, and good luck Monday night. And I'm not going to jinx you like your county athletic director, but I don't think the end is anywhere in sight. So good luck. Well, we'll be talking soon, man.
Hey, we appreciate you, Tate. Appreciate you doing the show.
All right, brother.
Thank you.
Coach Chris Ladd, Nolensville Lady Knights head basketball coach, sitting there 22-4, playing really, really well. Got a big game for the District 12 AA championship against Marshall County on Monday. Gateway Tire Athletes of the Week, Paige Senior Claire Nenrez, scored the first and last baskets of the senior Knights game in a 61-27 victory over Ravenwood last week. She's been the team manager for the last 4 years and a big, big, big part of Coach Ron Brock's Lady Patriots program. Got her in. She got the first one and then got the last one. So what a great night. Claire will be attending Vanderbilt next year as part of the Next Steps program. So congratulations to her. She is the female Gateway Tire Athlete of the Week. And then the boys, Dylan and Alex Abels of Centennial Wrestling. Second time they've won this award together. But Dylan and Alex won their Region 7 AAA titles. At Dylan at 120 and Alex at 145. Obviously, they are competing and doing well at the state championship tournament going on right now. So congratulations to Dylan and Alex. Those are the Gateway Tire Athletes of the Week. Gateway Tire, 1021 West McEwen Drive, right in the heart of Cool Springs, home of the Yokohama Tire. Anything automotive but body work, get in there and see Garth and the boys, Gateway Tire. We'll be right back. Coach Wes Long, Summertown Eagle Basketball on High School Sports Saturday. Body Armor Sports Drink, 104.5 The Zone.
The thrill of a new...
Welcome back to High School Sports Saturday, brought to you by Body Armor Sports Drink. Looking to get in shape? Spring break's right around the corner. Get to Mandu, MANDUU.com. Get that first free session scheduled. Total body workout, EMS training, 15 minutes is all it takes. Full body workout. And 15 minutes is the equivalent to 6 to 8 hours of strength training in the gym. We know what you're going to say. That's not possible, so that's why your first session is free. Locations in Green Hills, Brentwood, Cool Springs. For all fitness levels, all fitness types, all ages, doesn't matter. And like I said, total body workout, the best thing about it is once you're in the suit and hooked up, you got no choice but to work. So go to Mandu, MANDUU.com, and see what man can do for you. We got Coach Wes Long, Summertown Boys Basketball on the line. Coach, good morning.
Dave, I appreciate you having me.
Yeah, man, glad to have you on. The Summertown Boys are where they belong. They're still playing in the district tournament. Got a big win last night over Perry County, 73-52. We play Loretto again. Really good team for the championship and the championship. But I know you're really proud of your boys. Congrats. Talk about last night.
Thanks. Yeah, we've it was a big win for us. You know, it's hard to beat a good team three times a year in Perry County, and with that rival, the Summertown Perry County rivalry, you never really know what's going to happen. But to have 10 days off going into the tournament, it's a little bit longer than what we'd have liked. I thought we were really sharp, and I thought we came out and played really hard and executed the game plan really well. I thought we played really well.
What's the most important part of a coach when you do have 10 days off like that going into the tournament? Obviously, you don't want to grind them out, but you got to keep them sharp. You know, how did you approach that?
That was probably the toughest part. You know, it's just trying to find a good mix of mixing in a couple of off days in there somewhere, and then, you know, using some days just to get some shooting in and maybe do some full court days, 2 or 3 days there, and then just really kind of back off towards game time and just work on some half court stuff. I think what we did really worked. I don't know if it was that or, you know, if the guys were just really ready to go, but it seemed to have worked. You know, I don't really like having that long of time off, but, you know, after tonight we'll probably have another week off and we'll have to figure out something for the region tournament as well.
District tournament, is it at Wayne County, Coach?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. So, neutral court, Loretto again, who you all played twice.
Right.
They're your only two district losses. Third time that you'll see each other again. So, kind of, you know, going into tonight, you know, kind of the same question as Coach Wild and Coach Ladd. You know each other so well. Quick turn. You know, how do you approach tonight going into this game and trying to pick them off?
Well, as you mentioned earlier, Loretta has been really, really good for the last 5 or 6 years. You know, they've got a state championship in boys basketball 2 years ago, and they've been to the state tournament 4 out of the last 5 or something like that. And they've been a really tough code to crack for us. And, you know, we just really got to go in and really just be us. I think it's important that we don't try to get away from what we do. But Loretta is that kind of team that, you know, they make you kind of change some things up a little bit. But, you know, they know us really well, and we know them. And it's really just going to be about execution tonight and really being deliberate in what we're trying to do.
Well, Summertown Eagles basketball has been a staple in that, you know, part of the state for years, and always really good, always, you know, in the conversation of getting to Murfreesboro. I think this is pretty cool this year. Last year you all went 23-7. You lost all five starters from last year's team.
Right.
And here we are playing for a chance at a district championship. That's pretty cool.
And, you know, that's probably, I told the guys last night, that's probably what I'm the most proud of is man, we lost, you know, 22, 23 points a game in Brady Brown and 16 or 17 points a game in Trey Trotter and three other starters. And there was a lot of question marks. And really proud of this group of seniors who haven't really gotten to play much the last couple of years behind that group. And they've done a really good job of leading our young guys this year. And our young guys are the ones that have really stepped up and filled the void scoring wise. You know, got Gavin Burleson that as a sophomore leading us with 21 points a game, and that really wasn't expected. You know, we thought he would lead us, but not to that capacity. And Caden Trotter, Trey's little brother, is leading us. In the middle, you know, is another sophomore with 12 points a game. He's been a really good asset for us this year. Just kind of banging around in there. They've really done a good job of picking up the scoring, as well as, you know, Grant Burleson has 10 points a game. We got three guys in double figures, and the scoring side of the ball, that was probably our biggest question mark going into this year, and we've been pretty pleased so far.
Oh, for sure, and I say it all the time. It sounds like, you know, corny, but it's true. I mean, well, there's 43 points right there.
Right.
If we can get 43 points, we got a chance to beat just about anybody and get the other guys, get another guy right here or there to step up. And one of those guys for much of the year, Skylar Trousdale, he's averaging 8 points per game, four steals, so –
Right. I mean, with our style of defense, the way we try to play, Skyler really wreaked some havoc up at the top of our press and at the top of our half-court stuff. And he really – that's the way we can kind of steal some points here and there is with Skyler. He's got a motor that's unbelievable, and so does Carter Clanton. Those guys really get us going up top, and we've got a lot of energy guys coming off the bench that I think can really keep us going once we get going. It's just – you know, can we get going when we need to?
So, pretty neat. Yeah, you played at Summertown. That's one of the things I love about places like Summertown. You keep hearing all these familiar names, and that's because they're all related.
Just keeps getting recycled, yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, really, it's neat. You played for Les Trotter.
Right.
And had a great career, what, Mr. Basketball finalist. And I think y'all went to the state tournament, didn't you? You mentioned Murfreesboro, didn't you? Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And then you mentioned Trey, who just left, his son, and then Caden, his other son. So pretty neat, man. He coached you, and now you're coaching his kids. You've known those boys since they were probably Caden was in diapers.
Right.
That's got to be pretty neat.
It is. And the same with the Burleson brothers coming up. Jason's the all-time leading scorer at Summertown, and now got his two, and he'll have three probably next year. Man, it's been really cool to come back home and coach this group of guys and this community. It's a place like no other, you know, with the atmosphere at Summertown High School and home games and the support that we get. But it's been really fun and just the relationships that we've been able to keep with these guys coming up. I think that, that's the only way that we can try to maintain what guys like Coach Trotter and Coach McBee have done for so long. And I think this group of guys, they take pride in trying to, hold the standard a little bit. And that's really what makes it special.
So you mentioned how good Loretta, it's not Loretta, it's Loretta,
right,
is. And so tough task. What needs to happen tonight for Summertown to get the win?
Well, we're going to have to make some shots early to kind of stay in the game. We're obviously – Loretta is obviously probably a better team. But defensively, man, we've got to really be locked in defensively and have got to do a good job of holding them to one shot. They are extremely athletic. They're really big for this area of the state, for any area of the state. You know, starting a couple of 6'6"s and really athletic inside. We've got to hold them to one shot. And if we can do that and kind of control the tempo a little bit, I think we'll be okay. But we've really got to make some shots early just to kind of stay in it and control the tempo to give us a chance towards the end of the game.
Well, there's no doubt it's going to be a great environment, and it's going to be a fun game. So congratulations on the success so far. Good luck tonight. Hey, if you're at the shoot around today and you see a bald guy in a blue rain suit, you might need to call the sheriff's department. It might be Brian True. Might be Brian True trying to get a scouting report. Okay?
That's right. I appreciate it.
Hey, good luck tonight.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Coach Wes Long, coach of the Summertown Eagles basketball program, doing a great job there. Was a great player there. Cool to see him come back and take that over. That's it for today. Get out and see some games today. Get down to the Williams County Ag Center and go to the state wrestling tournament. You will not be disappointed. That's it for today. We'll see you next week. Up next, Forklift System Sports Saturday with the coach. Have a great weekend.